Chris Gibson, you're setting up an exploratory committee to run for governor or potentially to run for governor. What exactly does an exploratory committee do? It's a bunch of bald-headed guys sitting around a table or what?
Well, we hope it looks like New York and that it's excited to be involved in changing the trajectory of the state. Answer your question directly, it allows us to begin to raise the resources. Last time we were together, I mentioned the significant challenge. Boy, it sure is going to be a challenge. You think about the voter registration disadvantage for a Republican. You think about the money that the governor has raised and really his approach. You know, he often gets criticized for the bullying and intimidation approach, but it's very Machiavellian. It scares money away from supporting somebody like me for fear of retribution. So there are significant challenges, but I do think that we can overcome them, but we have to start early. And we have to prepare, and that means not only raising the resources, but connecting with people. So I've been to over 40 counties now out of 62 counties in the state, and I have a plan to get to the rest of them this year. At the end of this year, we will make an assessment. How did it go as far as the exploratory committee? Did we raise resources? Did we continue to connect? And what do the indicators point to? And if they continue to look green, and that is to say green light, then we will move forward next year.
So when we spoke the last time, you began to talk about what your platform would look like. And you mentioned two of them, if you would be so kind, for anybody who may have missed it, to briefly go over what those two were and then tell us the rest.
Well, indeed. And now, and the reason for the platform is it's really intended to unite. So much today in politics is unfortunately and regrettably about anger and fear. I want to be a positive voice that has an elevating campaign that really inspires. And so these 4 points have really been derived from listening, from being all across the state. These 4 points, I believe, will unite New Yorkers. Certainly the Republican conservative base, but you know what? I think that this platform wins independents by a fair margin, by the way, and even wins over a significant amount of disaffected Democrats. What are those 4 points? Well, as I mentioned last time, it does start with the economy. And the point of the economy is to find ways to see us flourish so that people feel more secure in their jobs, more jobs created, but also, very importantly, that we see wages rising. And I think that's a critical piece of this. The second part of the platform has to do with cleaning up Albany. And that's really about restoring faith, and it means significant reform. That reform includes term limits. It includes empowering and legislative reform. It includes independent redistricting. And it includes closing the LLC loophole. So, and by the way, if you get convicted of something, you shouldn't have a pension if you're a legislature. I'm not sure why we're still talking about that, but that needs to get done.
So the LLC loophole, because there's still people who are confused about that.
Well, it's unlimited giving. That's really the problem is, you know, the whole point is that we're meant to have limits and then have disclosure of those donations. But this loophole in the LLC essentially allows for unlimited giving, and that's contra to the spirit.
Now, the governor says he's for closing that loophole, but...
Well, listen, if he was to say that he's going to self-impose that, I would follow suit. So, I mean, what I can't do is unilaterally disarm. If I were governor, I would make it so. I mean, I would work with the legislature to make it so. But right now, I'm an exploratory candidate. And, you know, if the governor, again, if he came forward and said, I'm going to close that loophole, self-imposed, I would follow suit.
But he does take the money under
the LLC.
He does.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Nobody gets more money than him from the LLC loophole. There are others that challenge him, but come up way short in terms of how much money he gets. It's enormous amount of money that comes from that loophole for Governor Cuomo.
So let's go to the rest of the
platform. So that's 2 points right there, and I think that that's important. And by the way, some of the opposition for some of those points come from both parties. Independent redistricting, for example, I know is a tough lift even for my own party. But look, I think I led by example here. I went from a Republican-leaning district to a Democratic-leaning district and still was able to win by 30 points and never complained about the fact that the redistricting handed me a district that was less favorable.
And so, again, to go right over that, the congressional redistricting last time, we got lucky the courts ended up—
It defaulted to the courts.
The courts.
And so we had a judge draw our lines, very unusual for New York.
Yeah.
But the result was is we have more competitive races now in New York than any other state in the nation. And I think that's really what's healthy for the body politic across the country. I believe in this. I think there should be independent redistricting. And look, if your ideas will win the day, and if you're – that's what we really need to be doing. So, look, these are the first two points. It's the economy, and then it's cleaning up corruption in Albany and restoring faith. The third point is education. Look, the governor now, I don't know, I've lost count, but I think he's on his third reboot of Common Core. And I think that whole approach has been misguided. He has attempted to demonize teachers and to really make them the fault for the challenges we're having. I think that that's a huge mistake. Not only a mistake, it's just wrong. I mean, he's just wrong on the facts. So I think what we need to do is get a whole new direction when it comes to education. And look, a wise man once told me when I think I was a captain at the time, he said, when you're in a hole, the first thing you should do is stop digging, drop the shovel. You know, and I think what we ought to do is we ought to roll back Common Core. We ought to go back to the New York State standards. And then we ought to bring in together and we ought to bring the stakeholders together, the parents, the teachers, the administrators, students' representation. And we ought to talk about how we can get more excellence in schools. What I'm hearing and what my experience was in the military is by using professional development, mentorship as an approach. You get more. We saw this in the military, that when we spent significant time with our subordinate leaders and we helped give them instruction, gave them opportunity for practical application for that instruction, and then gave them feedback on their practical application and let them to redo it, that they got more competent and more confident. And that actually translated into unit effectiveness.
Do you think, I'm sorry, Chris Gibson, do you think that Andrew Cuomo made a mistake in tackling the teachers and sort of scapegoating them?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question. But he even knows that. This is interesting about Cuomo is that as people have talked about this term, how he's been tacking left. I mean, in part, well, yes, but also in part, he's realizing that, you know, the approaches he took in the first term, some of them have failed. Certainly when it comes to Common Core, he tried to be the firstest with the mostest. And now he's realizing, my goodness gracious, people are not happy with that. And I think that's really true. I think what we ought to do is just go back to the New York State standards. We ought to try to listen, develop an approach that actually gets the stakeholders involved and a buy-in from them and focuses on professional development and mentorship. We will make progress and more excellence in school, and we will bring more harmony when it comes to the whole approach to education. And then the fourth point is really safe and secure. You know, I hear this in New York City, people who feel less safe. And, you know, I hear this upstate, in terms of people who feel that the approach the governor has taken has really divided the state and stepped on rights. I think what we need to do is recognize the fact that it's not gun control the issue. What the issue is, safe and secure, because the policies that the governor is bringing forward is not answering the problems before us. So then, you know, by the way, when you address it as safe and secure, you not only address the gun violence, you address any kind of violence, and you address the opiates and the heroin, which is a major problem for us all over New York. So what do we do then? I think if you bring forward policies that address mental health, and since Willowbrook in the early 1970s, we have not had a significant federal and state framework to deal with particularly severe mental illness. Here we're talking about psychosis, and we need to do that. We're beginning to do that at the federal level. We have bills now, and we're starting to move forward on that, but we're going to need a lot of help at the state. And then also, we need to address the what's going on with insecurity in our urban areas. And here, we're losing control of parts of our streets. We've had issue with narco traffickers and gangs, and we're going to have to deal with that. We have to find a way to support law enforcement and also to have law enforcement that get to better know their communities. And I want to applaud my sheriff, Sheriff Dave Bartlett, who won a grant to work with Hudson. I'm from Columbia County, and to get to better know city of Hudson and to actually recruit from Hudson, because ultimately we want the protectors and those being protected to feel confidence in each other, because ultimately that's what we sign up for when we move from out of the state of nature into society. I mean, it's part of what we give up. You know, we're not for vigilantism. We are for self-defense, but not vigilantism. But then we believe that the state will protect us. And this is where we see an atrophying. There's an eroding of confidence. I think that these issues, that growing the economy, restoring faith in Albany with leadership by example, a new direction in education, and truly delivering on more safe and secure communities, I believe that platform will win Republicans, conservative, independents, and a fair number of Democrats.
Chris Gibson, always wonderful to talk to you. We come back the next time. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that you know so much about. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Alan. Best wishes to all the listeners out there.